Bob typically gives the welcome and greeting to everyone who's arriving for the first time. Well, and all of us coming back again. And since he couldn't be here, he wrote one this time. Dear students, I'm sorry I can't be with you today to welcome all returning students and introduce all the new students. Please be aware that I am with you in spirit and in prayer. Welcome back, all of you. I also want you to welcome Jim Hart as my successor. Jim was appointed as the president-elect on my recommendation with the full support of the faculty and by vote of the Board of Trustees. I also appointed him provost, so his full title is provost and president-elect. Jim is my natural successor as he has played a crucial role in the development of IWS since the beginning. He helped to locate the school here in Florida and in this church. He was a member of the first class, the Alpha class, and served as Dean of Students while he was a student himself. Since his graduation, he has served as Dean of Administration, then Vice President, and after my death will serve you as the President of IWS. Jim knows IWS inside and out. He will provide excellent leadership, so please give him a very warm welcome, which you did yesterday. It was beautiful. My prayer for you is that you have a term of study enriched by a deepening spirituality, the making of new friends, and empowerment for your ministry. Signed, Bob Weber. Also, another letter that we were asked to read is from the chairman of our Board of Trustees, John Linsell. And this letter came to Jim. Dear Jim, I plan on arriving Thursday night with Stephanie. I have reservations at La Quinta on Blanding, parentheses, because of our dog. I've spoken with Bob, and I think that he spoke with you as well. Please have Daryl make the following announcement on Wednesday, and I quote, the Board of Trustees is pleased to announce that Jim Hart has been unanimously elected as president-elect of IWS, effective immediately. Jim Hart enjoys the full support and confidence of the board, and we look forward to how God will use Jim's experience and abilities to further the ministry of IWS. And he goes on a couple of other things, but just that's the important thing about the announcement. So Jim, unfortunately, I'm afraid it's official. Welcome to the fire.